Hello.
Question in regards to Agnes. Oh my God, what was I gonna ask you?
About the Palpatine,
I just spoke to her. Did you speak to Rebecca?
No, I didn't speak with her. I just sent her email.
So this is what's happening. Apparently, obviously, like you said, that the patient is not conscious, which I don't understand why there's no POA. But the sister doesn't want this guy. He gave Rebecca about three people's, I guess, siblings' phone numbers that they can confirm or sign the waiver. One of them said absolutely not. They don't want him to be the caregiver.
They don't want Gene to be the caregiver?
Correct. Because he's controlling, and it's like a hot mess in that whole scenario.
I hear.
So, what was I going to ask you? My brain is, like, not working today. Service coordinator. You spoke to her before, her.
Yes, I spoke to her.
They don't have anyone on file?
Nope.
That makes absolutely
sense. Asked her what she does. Did you see my note?
Doesn't have access to power.
Yeah, let me tell you then. I asked her what she does in a case when she needs the patient to sign something. So she says that she goes over to her, she gives her a pen and a paper, and she has her make like a line or like a mark on the paper. And that's what she counts as a signature. She's like, I don't know about agency policy and everything, and you know, but she's saying this is what she does. So yeah, it's functional.
OMG. That doesn't... These service coordinators are so dumb. Because if she's not conscious and able to make decisions on her own, why is there no POA on file?
Exactly.
And I'm going to ask her that.
Question is, she might be, I didn't even ask her, but some people are conscious, but they're just not physically active.
But supposedly she's not really aware of things as per the daughter. I mean,
so how do we go about it then, signing up a POA?
That's where I'm kind of, the insurance should have something. But if we can't speak to her, we have to speak to her.
Who? The patient?
The patient.
Mm-hmm.
The only other way is, okay, let me call you. Oh, God, I don't think Yona's in the office. The only other thing is having Aaron go to the home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me bother you.
So maybe that would be best. That way he can see the situation.
Yep.
But I don't know. Wow, this is one big mess.
Yes, it is. A very big mess, because this makes absolutely no sense.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Okay, let me call the service coordinator.
Okay, let me know if you need me to do anything.
Will do, senorita. Mucho thank you. Okay,
mm-hmm,
come on.
Bye.